Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to the Roman Show on this May 14th, Wednesday afternoon, delivering only the best in sports entertainment. Tonight, or today, we welcome WWN's the beautiful and talented Sue Young and the World Series of Fighting Pablo Alfonso. He'll be fighting Cody Bollinger in Tampa in July for the number one contender spot and to have a chance at the belt currently held by Marlon Morales, the bantamweight title of the World Series of Fighting. Make sure to follow us on social media at The Roman Show and subscribe to our YouTube account, which is rroman0201, and you can have some great interviews right there in front of you, so make sure you don't miss that. YouTube.com/rroman0201 and head on over to theromanshow.com for the latest.
Step down to the get down.
All right, whenever you're ready. You're ready.
5 seconds to the open.
Aquarius, watch that little gimbal.
We don't want you coming off in space.
Booster, go.
Retro,
go.
Vital,
go. Fly.
Guidance,
sensor.
Surgeon,
go. Light,
calm.
We're go. Light.
GNC,
we're go.
Telling you,
go.
FAO,
we are go.
Network,
go.
Covering,
go.
Capcom,
we're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston, we are go for launch.
The Roman Show.
With your host, Rodolfo Roman.
Hey everyone, welcome to The Roman Show, May 14th. Sue Young of WWN, World Wrestling Network, and Pablo Alfonso, who fights Cody Bollinger in July. And the winner will get a shot at Marlon Morales in his title. Thanks so much for joining us. Make sure you subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201. There you can see two of our latest interviews with none other than John Morrison, Carlito, and Chris Masters. And the Chris Masters interview has had a lot of heat because Chris Masters talks about Antonio Cesaro. You see, I had the opportunity of interviewing Masters and Carlito at the same time. And at one point in John Cena's career, when he wrestled Chris Masters, Cena said that Masters was the strongest guy that he has ever faced inside the ring. So I went ahead and asked Cesaro, I went ahead and asked Masters if indeed he felt that if he still lived up to the name of being the strongest person in the world wrestling entertainment. And he said, yes. And he shows off his arms, his biceps. Then I asked him, well, there's another guy out there who many think he is now taking over that role. And he said, who's that? It says Cesaro. Because Cesaro slammed the Big Show over the ropes at WrestleMania 30. So he said, we all know that he jumped. And if Cesaro slammed him, I'll press him. In fact, it's gotten so much popularity that even Chris Masters himself said, listen, it was just a joke. I respect Cesaro, which he did. He does say that in the interview. But that's just what's going on in the world of The Roman Show. That great interview. Check that out again. YouTube.com/rroman0201. Just check it out. You can see it for yourself and see what all the talk is about. But let's talk some mixed martial arts. Got a little tongue twister there. Bellator will debut on pay-per-view with Bellator 120. And it's unfortunate that Eddie Chandler and Michael Chandler for the lightweight title, the trilogy, will not take place because Alvarez got hurt. So now it's going to be Will Brooks versus Michael Chandler for the interim lightweight title. And the main event now will be Quinton Jackson versus Muhammad Lao Kingmo. And also on the card, Tito Ortiz versus Alexander Shlemenko. Now it just seems that these guys just have bad luck when they want to go in the UFC. Last time around, they wanted to go live on UFC on the pay-per-view, and it got canceled because Tito Ortiz got hurt when he was scheduled to fight Rampage, and now they face the loss of Eddie Alvarez. Regardless, they're going through with the pay-per-view, and it's this Saturday, May 17th, and the prelims start at 8 p.m. on Spike TV. But you could see the other preliminary fights on Spike.com starting at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. King Mo has to win this fight. It's obvious. Rampage, he's a veteran of the sport. But it's a must win. The guy needs to win. He really does. I could tell that much. And this Flamenco and Ortiz Flamenco is a great fighter. I got my money on Flamenco. There's no doubt about that. Anyways, we'll talk about that a little later. But lots of stuff happening in the world of mixed martial arts here in Florida. Very slow. The Roman Show will be putting out shortly the fighter pay for the Island Fights event that took place this past weekend. So make sure you take a look at that. TheRomanShow.com will be putting it up this weekend. Just got word, too, that Luis Firmino will be fighting MMA veteran Tyson Griffin at the World Series of Fighting number 10. And that's the one I believe is going to be taking place in Tampa, where Pablo Alfonso will be fighting. So make sure you tune into that, as it's going to be great. Again, guys, sorry. That's the upcoming show that we got coming up for the World Series of Fighting. I want to give thanks to some folks out there that attended the Continental Wrestling Federation Maximum Force event over the weekend at FIU. We had the opportunity of serving as a special guest ring announcer. Had a lot of fun. Really, really, truly did. I got the opportunity of calling out the name of Matt Hardy and Shane Helms. You know, I mean, that in itself was a dream. It was a dream, and I want to thank the CWF guys for allowing me to be out there and calling them out. True honor to do so, to call out Hardy. All you guys who are there enjoyed my announcing there. Okay, well, we're going to talk to MMA like I had stated. We're going to welcome in just a few minutes Pablo Alfonso to the Roman Show. He fights Cody Bollinger. He'll be talking about just one step closer to getting a title shot, something that MMA Masters, which is located in Miami, Florida, has yet to do, win a title from a big major promotion, whether it be the UFC, Bellator, or MMA World Series of Fighting. They've done it in regional shows, but they haven't done it in the big shows. So hopefully this is it. Hopefully Pablo Alfonso will be the first guy to do so. You know, another camp that is in South Florida and hasn't done the same is American Top Team. American Top Team has not received a title from the UFC. It has had from Bellator, with Hector Lombard, but not from the UFC. So it'll be interesting to know that if someone were to win this title, whether it be Pablo Alfonso for MMA Masters, that's going to be a very big deal. So stay tuned here on The Roman Show as we welcome in Pablo Alfonso.
Attention baseball fans. The Miami Marlins are looking for a few good heroes. Jose Zeroes. Join one of the most hardcore fan sections in baseball today with the all-new Jose Zeroes season ticket package. You'll see all 81 home games from this exclusive section. Plus, you'll get 6 Jose Zeroes t-shirts and a private meet and greet with Jose himself. All for just $4.99. That's about $6 per game. Get your Jose Zeroes season ticket package today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Do you like wrestling? Have you seen independent wrestling? How about Dragon Gate USA, Evolve, Shine, and Full Impact Pro? Find out what you're missing and watch video on demand and live internet pay-per-view in HD on WWNLive.com. It's time to upgrade to a premier wrestling experience with the World Wrestling Network. WWNLive.com.
Well, MMA fans, the World Series of Fighting returns to Florida on July 5th, and it's going to be a phenomenal fight card so far from what we know. And one of those fights that's going to be in this fight card is none other than MMA Masters Pablo Alfonso, who will be taking on Cody Bollinger, who was on the show not too long ago. But the key to this fight is that the winner gets a shot at the title. It belongs right now to Marlon Morales, the bantamweight World Series of Fighting champion. And right now we have on the line Pablo Alfonso, who is getting ready for his fight in July, coming off that great victory against Miguel Torres, a veteran of mixed martial arts. Pablo, welcome to the Roman Show, man.
Yeah, what's up, man? How are you?
Pretty good. Awesome, man. Well, you got a three-fight win streak, Pablo, going into this fight. The momentum is definitely on your side. How does this carry on to your fight against Bollinger?
Bollinger, he's a great fighter. First of all, he's like, he was coming from the Ultimate Fighter show. I don't know what show was it. UFC, I think Ultimate Fighter 17. I don't know. I guess it was a year ago. And I saw him a little bit in the show. And I remember he didn't make weight in the 35, but he's a great fighter, and he's a very elusive fighter. He likes to throw kicks, punches, he likes to mix it up. And I'm training with the best now. The camp is about it and even better, because I have a couple partners that are coming from, up north in Florida. But these guys are coming down and putting me work, you know. So I'm ready to go, and I'm prepared, and I'm staying humble and much as I can, and that's it, man. I'm ready to go.
Now, Bollinger, he was part of the Ultimate Fighter, like you stated, and he also fought in the last World Series of Fighting fight card that took place here in Florida, and he defeated Tyson Nam. That was actually his debut for World Series of Fighting. By any chance, did you get to attend that show? And did you see a fight?
Yeah, I was there live. Yes, I was there live. I saw the whole fight. Yeah, I wasn't impressed with his last fight. But I heard he had some injuries, so that could have come with the play, you know? I'm expecting him to perform better than the Tyson Nam fight, so, you know, I'm prepared, more ready. I think I'm training harder than the last fight, Miguel Torres. Miguel Torres, I only trained for that fight for a month. I was in that, I think I was in Disney World in that time when I had an injury. And I saw it with the injury, bad injury. So I almost didn't take the fight, but I did, and I did my thing. So, but right now I'm 100%, I'm ready to go. So, yeah.
Now, you haven't fought since October. How come?
I had an injury. Like, after Miguel Torres, I still had that injury going through that month of last year, and I had to, like, relax. I was supposed to fight Brandon Hempelman in World Series of Fame, and I got hurt. You know, I had to take the time off and check my elbow and do some little bit of rehab, but I'm 100% now, and this time I'm more than ready, you know. You'll see July 5th, Pablo Alfonso versus Cody Bollinger, for sure. Yeah.
And now, the fact that you're fighting still in Florida, how do you feel about that?
Well, it's a hometown advantage, so I really didn't want to go to California as a long trip. And when I heard they moved me to Tampa, I was like, yes, my hometown in Venice, that's it. You know, I don't have to travel. You know, I like to stay in Florida and fight. You know? It's a lot easier. So, I don't have to fly. I could drive, you know. So even though it's a long trip, but, you know, still in Florida, you know.
Well, last thing I got to ask you, Marlon Morales right now holds that title, the bantamweight title, and I'm sure you took a look at his last fight when he fought Josh Redinghouse, which many fans and even fighters themselves said, you know, Morales could have put an end to that fight earlier. What were your thoughts on Morales?
Morales? I think he was staying composed and not blowing his locks, you know. He just staying relaxed and taking his shots and scored points, you know. He could have finished him if he wanted to, but I just don't understand why he didn't finish him. I don't understand. He's a great fighter. He's very explosive. He likes to throw a lot of kicks, leg kicks. So, yeah, he's a great fighter. I've met him in person. He's a great person. Really good person, you know. He's a good guy. I don't like fighting good guys. I like fighting bad guys. he's a great guy. I've met him in person, you know. He trains with Frankie Edgar and up north, so, you know. He's in a good camp also, so, yeah. But right now, I'm focusing on Cody right now, so... after Cody, then I'll think about Moraes, you know, because right now, Cody in front of me, and I need to, like, finish the fight, you know, that's my game plan.
And you got plenty of time now going into that fight. July 5th, follow up on the fight, Bollinger, the winner gets a crack at the bantamweight title, right now currently held by Marlon Moraes. Anything you want to add, Pablo?
Thanks for the Roman show. And stay tuned. July 5th, Pablo Alfonso versus Cody Bollinger, World Series of 11. Okay, so don't miss out. You'll see some crazy action nonstop. The Hurricane.
Awesome, Pablo. Thanks so much, man.
Es Tigre Uno y Segmento Roman Show.
Hi, this is TNA Knockout Gail Kim, and keep watching The Roman Show.
Check out the latest news and the coolest interviews on The Roman Show every Tuesday and Wednesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. Visit us on RodolphoRoman.com or check us out on Twitter at RomanDH. Check out The Roman Show on Facebook. Visit Facebook.com/TheRomanShow. Like us and make sure you spread out the word about the coolest and hippest radio program on the internet to date. Check it out, facebook.com/TheRomanShow. The Roman Show has captivated the sports fans' attention in a fast pace. Therefore, join the Roman Show family by sponsoring us. Send us an email to romandh@yahoo.com. Join this growing family as it grows quickly. Send us an email right now, romandh@yahoo.com, and notice the exposure your company will get. Again, email us at romandh@yahoo.com to sponsor the coolest and hippest program on the internet, The Roman Show. Catch up with any past interviews on The Roman Show by visiting our website, RodolphoRoman.com. That's RodolphoRoman.com. Catch up on all interviews in the past The Roman Show has conducted. And if you happen to like the current show, check out The Roman Show tomorrow morning on RodolphoRoman.com. You have a business, but you have no money? Well, no worries. OchoaOnline.com has you covered. Head on over to OchoaOnline.com for the best prices. And trust me, when it comes to internet websites, these guys know how to do it. OchoaOnline.com will help you set up the best quality-based website for your business or company. OchoaOnline.com. Visit them right now at OchoaOnline.com. That's OchoaOnline.com, the official sponsor of The Roman Show website, OchoaOnline.com. Want to win some money while you watch the big fight this weekend? Head on over to countermove.com. That's countermove.com with a K.
You're listening to The Roman Show, the hottest radio sports program on the net. Call in live at 714-868-0222 or tweet us live at RomanDH. It's The Roman Show.
Thank you, everyone. Well, it's sad to report that Jorge Fernandez will be possibly, more than likely, going to go under the knife. Welcome back again to The Roman Show. Thanks for tuning in today. You heard there from Pablo Alfonso. It's sad to report that Jose Fernandez is out of the season. Miami Marlin will undergo Tommy John surgery and is going to miss the 2014 season, unfortunately, meaning that someone from the Marlin squad has to step up. Lately, they haven't been playing so well. In fact, they just recently lost to the Dodgers 7-1 after going on that great, great, great winning streak here at home. But seems they're on the losing track again. So hopefully things there for the Fish. And some of the pitchers step up. Some of the hitters start batting. And the wave just starts changing. I hope so. And I hope it happens real soon now that we are getting closer to the All-Star game. All right, folks, we're going to talk some pro wrestling now real briefly before we welcome in our next guest, Sue Young of WWN. And, well, we found out that Daniel Bryan is going to go and have some neck surgery, so he'll be out of action for some time. Now the word is, will he be stripped of the title? That's what everyone is wondering. Will he be stripped from the title? As of right now, we don't know yet, but it all will be determined when he goes under the knife starting Wednesday. Thursday. That will then determine the future of Daniel Bryan, the current WWE champion. But it's really sad to see that, you know, the man finally gets the title. He held it for about a month and boom, neck surgery. But what can you do? Things happen. And this kind of reminds me of what Shawn Michaels went through. You know, he won the title, or he had been in action for some time, and then he gets the neck surgery. He's out. Then he has to come back, make himself up, his name, put it back to light. That's just the nature of the beast in sports. You know, you can't last forever. Thing is, he did make a name for himself, and that's the important part. So when he comes back, I don't think there'll be such a big deal. But hopefully Daniel Bryan returns and still has that crowd reaction, you know, when they saw him. Yes, yes, yes. Because that's what really made the guy. You know, the people were behind him, and that's what earned him the title shot and the title. Sue Young is going to join us now, part of the World Wrestling Network. You can check out WWNLive.com for great independent wrestling. You don't want to miss it, folks. You got great stuff. You know, aside from TNA, aside from the WWE, there are tons of wrestling out there, and one of the greatest brands is the WWN. So if you haven't seen any wrestling of WWN, I invite you to do so.
Do you like wrestling? Have you seen independent wrestling? How about Dragon Gate USA, Evolve, Shine, and Full Impact Pro? Find out what you're missing and watch video on demand and live internet pay-per-view in HD on WWNLive.com. It's time to upgrade to a premier wrestling experience with the World Wrestling Network. WWNLive.com.
Attention baseball fans, the Miami Marlins are looking for a few good heroes. Jose Zeros. Join one of the most hardcore fan sections in baseball today with the all-new Jose Zeros season ticket package. You'll see all 81 home games from this exclusive section. Plus, you'll get 6 Jose Zeros t-shirts and a private meet and greet with Jose himself. All for just $4.99. That's about $6 per game. Get your Jose Zeros season ticket package today at Marlins.com. Dive in.
Thanks, guys, again, for tuning in to The Roman Show. Reminder to subscribe to our YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201. Well, right now on the line, it's a pleasure to have this beautiful and talented young lady who wrestles for Shine Wrestling. She's part of the WWN Live Network, none other than Sue Young. Welcome to The Roman Show, Sue.
That's Secretary Sue Young, and I'm part of the Premier Athlete brand this weekend for Evolve.
Yeah, you know, I remember watching you down here in South Florida a while ago. Actually, I have the same question to me again. I believe you wrestled down here, or you were down here for a skit in South Florida. And I want to ask you that before we go ahead and talk about Evolve and Shine Wrestling and the rest of the promotions of WWN. But what was your take coming out of South Florida and wrestling down here?
It depends on which promotion you're talking about. if you're talking about battling
it's
Barco,
kind of been,
was it like Anime and Supercon?
No, it might have been FOW, I believe.
F-O-W?
Ring Warriors, yeah, or Ring Warriors.
Yeah. Okay, I remember that. That was a really interesting,
yeah,
cool setup, because that was for, I believe, a television taping?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, that was really cool. I really liked it.
With Howard Brody and the rest of the guys.
Yes.
And then actually, I believe you can still see that.
They were
really
a very cool
guy.
Yeah, you saw a lot of different people from Florida that you don't really get to see, so that was really cool.
It was like a reunion. But, well, let's talk about it here. Obviously, Evolve's doing a great job. You got some great matchups coming up soon with you, Sue. Well, first and foremost, before we go ahead and talk about you, you said you have something going on this weekend with Evolve. Explain to us a little bit.
Well, this weekend is a really, really big weekend for the Premier Athlete brand. I recently actually put out an offer to UHA Nation. We have yet to hear back from him about joining the Premier Athlete brand, so that's going to be amazing. That should be Evolve actually 29 on Friday, May 9th at 8 p.m., and the main event, the tag team main event, is going to be Air Fox and UHA Nation versus the Premier Athlete brand, which we actually are going to see what he says right before the match, because if he does happen to join the Premier Athlete brand, things might be changing up a little bit, but we won't know. We'll see what happens, because if UHA's a smart man, he'd be joining.
No doubt about that. You can check that live at WWNLive.com, streaming in HD. So you guys are going up north, correct?
I'm sorry, say that one more time?
You'll be up north in New York?
Yes, I will. I will be there right next to the Premier Athlete, Anthony Nese, as, you know, he takes on whoever he needs to take on.
Representing out there. Let's talk a little bit about your career. Of course, you can see Sue Young in action this weekend, WWNLive.com. You can stream the entire show in HD at a very affordable price. Well, Sue, you started off very young, and you, for one point, you were with a developmental deal with the WWE. And one thing that I noticed there reading about you is, at one point, you were a ring announcer. They had you try out the ring announcing role. Well, how was that?
Yeah.
How was that experience?
It was really interesting because I've never done that kind of line of work before. I really want to be a woman of all trades, so I tried everything, refereeing, ring announcing, to managing, to wrestling, to even some backstage handwork just to check out interviewing is one of them. And it was a tremendous experience because I got to work with a lot of talented people and a lot of people who taught me a lot of things, such as like Jesse Rhodes, Dr. Tom Pritchard, Norman Smiley, Joey Matthews, Ricky Steamboat, tons and tons and tons of names.
You know, it's funny you mentioned about refereeing, because I can't remember the last time I saw a female referee. I know there are a couple out there, but not too many of them.
Refereeing's no joke. It's a little,
yeah,
like, from being a wrestler and then doing a refereeing job, you don't really get to appreciate it until you do it. And I, for every referee that's out there, like, I seriously have to sit down and see everything you guys do.
Yeah, absolutely. Very, very important person, that third person inside the ring. And now, do you still keep in contact with some of these guys that you wrestled with or some of your former trainers?
Yes, I tend to, like, just check in time to time with them because some of them actually did care about, you know, progress and what I've been doing in the wrestling stuff, like seeing their students grow, the people that they helped along the way, you know. Like, it's such a humbling and cool experience. That's the fact that they keep up, you know.
Well, now you've traveled several places with the WWN and going up there to Evolve. You were also part of Shine. I got to mention there was Shine. In order for you were on a winning streak when you started off there. And then you met the current champion, Ivy Lee, and she put an end to that streak. And then you attacked her in April, and now you started out the West Coast Connection, from what I understand. Tell me about going into the dark side, the heel side.
Yep.
How fun is that? How fun is that, playing that role?
that's a huge roller coaster that I'm experiencing right now. And honestly, I'm having like so much fun with this. And not only that, but I feel like around this time in my career, it's time to focus on me and what I need to do in order to succeed and be seen as a successful wrestler. And right now, one of the top women groups out there is Valkyrie, if not the top women's group, because they're seen as one of the most vicious and brutal women groups out there. And not a lot of people can compare to Valkyrie because it's one of a kind, you know? So me not aligning myself with Valkyrie would be a stupid decision. And the fact that it was presented in front of me, and me being a businesswoman, I had to take it. I mean, you know, no offense to Tracy Taylor, but within our tag team efforts and everything that we've done as a tag team, sometimes you got to cut the dead weight, if you can say, but at the same time, you want to grow as a person. So everything that she's done for me, thank you, Tracy, but at the same time, I got to focus on me. You understand what I'm saying?
You got to cut the umbilical cord. You got to go on your own, in other words.
I'm not breastfeeding anymore, so I'm okay.
That's exactly right. And, again, you're doing phenomenal so far on your own. Now, I read a little bit about you here. You have some dream opponents, and some of these ladies are right now, as we speak, what do you possibly face? One of the kids that came to mind here, Karma, a.k.a. Amazing Kong. What matchup do you think you could have with this lady if you were to square off with her in the ring?
Well, if anyone faces Kong, the only kind of match we can expect is her killing people. Because, I mean, unless, like, you see her against Jessica Havoc, but if she were to go against me, the match would be definitely unpredictable because I can't just go in there with the same kind of technique and tactic that I normally go in with girls that I normally face. But with me and my style changing and the things that I'm learning from the Premier Athlete brand and Valkyrie as a whole, I think that not many people can expect the norm from Sue Young. It's going to be definitely something different that needs to come out because, like I said, this is going to be one of my moments to shine, and no pun intended, but it's going to be my time sooner or later, and I feel like sooner is better.
That's right. You need that type of attitude, too, in order for you to get to the top as you're chasing a belt to wear around your waist. I know you're a massive comic book fan. I got to take it into comic books here. Have you had the opportunity of watching Spider-Man 2? And if you have or have not, which is your favorite Marvel or DC Comics movie of all time?
Okay. As far as Spider-Man 2, I have not gotten the chance to do that yet because I was waiting on after this because Anthony Neese has had me tied up like crazy. From FIP all the way to Evolve and all the things in between, Anthony Neese has had me on an agenda. But hopefully I get to see Spider-Man 2 after Evolve weekend. Now, on top of that, my favorite Marvel DC characters, I'm more of a Marvel person than DC just because DC has, it's just, sometimes it's just a little too bland for me. I like the random stuff that Marvel throws out. And if I had to pick my favorite character out of Marvel, it would definitely be Psylocke, just because I feel like I can compare to her a lot. But if I had to definitely go with DC, it'd definitely go with Catwoman, because I can't help it. I'm definitely a Catwoman type of person.
You're a Catwoman type of girl. Well, by the way, did you get to see that Catwoman movie with Halle Berry? And what were your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I did not like that movie. The one with Halle Berry, like,
yeah.
The only, I know that Anne Hathaway did her recently, too, and I didn't really like that too much. The only person that's done it justice was,
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Michelle Pfeiffer is the only one that's done it justice.
Yeah, she did do a good job. She had, like, that crazy role, you know. And the other two were kind of sensitive. Did Michelle Pfeiffer really?
Yeah, it's kind of like what Catwoman really is, like.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I totally agree with you. I think if you were to pick a good Catwoman, Michelle Pfeiffer by far wins it. Now, so this weekend, again, you're going to be in action, New York, WWNLive.com. The show is going to be streaming live in HD. Again, WWNLive.com. Sue, what's in store for you next?
Well, after Evolve 29, it's going to be Evolve 30 on Saturday, which is going to be 10th. And we're going to see a lot of cool matches, which include the premier athlete, Anthony Nese, versus Chuck Taylor, versus Jigsaw, versus All Ego. And also, you forgot something. Both are live on WWN Live, but Friday it's going to be VOD only, and Saturday it's going to be super live. So if anyone's going to watch something, you guys should definitely watch Saturday because it's going to be super, super duper live.
No pre-tape, no nothing, no 10-second delay. It's absolutely live.
No. Yeah, it's going to be live, and, you know, everything you see is everything that's happening. And you do not want to miss Saturday for sure. It's going to be a crazy show.
And the cool thing about WWN Live, Sue, is that if you happen to not catch it live, you can watch it on demand at a later date.
Mm-hmm.
Your time, whenever that you want to watch.
He owes me.
Cool, yeah,
and remember, we start at 8, so you guys don't
want to
be late for that.
No, sir, at 8. And your tickets are on sale at WWNLive.com for more information, guys. I also want to let you guys know. Sue, thank you so very much for joining us here on The Roman Show. Anything else you'd like to add?
Thank you, guys. Huh?
Anything else you'd like to add?
Yes, please follow me on Twitter under Real C Young, R-E-A-L-S-U-Y-U-N-G. Definitely give Premier Athlete a shout-out this weekend. Wish us all luck. And also, don't forget, you guys can always order it from WNLive.com. And you guys can always check out my Shine stuff, previous stuff from Dragging It USA, FIP, and just, you know, definitely please watch the show. We'd love to have you guys.
And if not, if you're in New York, go to the show. Sue, thanks so very much, and hope to have you here soon.
On the Roman Show, that you heard of Sue Young, Pablo Alfonso on the program. And, well, we still got more stuff for you next week on the program. Joining us on the other end, all the way from South Carolina, Joe the reporter. Joe, what's going on, man? I haven't spoken to you on the show in some time.
Yeah, I mean, this is a little bit different from me, you know, earlier. But, you know, like I said, the show must go on. It was pretty interesting about Sue Young and her characters in the DC and Marvels, but you got to move on.
You know what they say, man. The earlier worm gets. I'm really confused today. The earlier worm gets the bird.
I said it wrong.
Earlier bird gets the worm.
There you go.
Now, as I stated earlier in the beginning of the program, we invite you to go to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/rroman0201, or just head on over to theromanshow.com, because we have some great interviews there. Matt Hardy will soon be uploaded later on this week. We have Mike Mondo and Luke Hawks, which, mind you, thank you very much, Luke, for the awesome shirt of the huge effing arms. When we had him on the program, I told him, I want one. I got one this past weekend. And in fact, I took a picture of it with the moms for Mother's Day, because I love that shirt, man. It's just totally cool. But thanks, Luke, for the shirt. Really loved it, man. Well, Joe, I understand there's a big show in South Carolina coming up. Let us know.
Yes, it's gonna happen on June the 7th. It's for C4W, Explosive Wrestling, and it's going to be a miracle. A Night of Miracles. There we go. It's a Night of Miracles. It's brought to you by CW, and it's on June 7th. It's going to be at the Sports X Gym Sports Mall, and that's going to be on 568 George Bishop Parkway. The doors open at 5, bell times at 7. You're going to have some good wrestlers there. We're going to have Jesse Neal. You're going to have Shannon Moore. Just incredible. And Steve Carino.
Dude, Steve Carino, that's going to be a good show.
Yeah, Steve Carino, yeah. The one person I really want to see is Justin Credible.
Justin Credible, I wonder if he's going to wear his Man of War mask.
Oh, my God, that brings you back to the WWF.
Yep, way back in the day, man. Way back in the day. But Justin Credible, there you go for the, when is it? June 4th, you said, right?
June 7th.
Oh, June 7th. I'm sorry. June 7th. And let the people know about the address.
The address is 568 George Bishop Parkway. That's in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Woo! You think Ric Flair will show up?
Yep. I don't know. Never know.
I know he's from the North Carolina, but heck, you know, it's not
that
far from
him. I know that Ric Flair has a house here in Myrtle Beach, but I don't know if he might be here that weekend.
You never know. By the way, Florida SuperCon is coming, and some of the wrestling names that will be part of the event are none other than Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man, Shane Hurricane Helms, Jerry the King Lawler, and Bobby Heenan. Those are the four names that will be at the Florida SuperCon for the wrestling portion. So let me speak to Mr. Ted DiBiase. And his thoughts on his son. Remember him? Who was in the WWE?
Yeah.
We haven't heard anything from him. He brought back the whole million-dollar title, but I don't know what the heck happened. We'd like to hear what his job...
One question I would like to know is that little kid, when he was dribbling the ball, what was he feeling inside when he just kicked the ball from the little kid? And losing that $500.
That guy's the man. The Million Dollar Man. Hopefully we'll get an opportunity to speak to him. And you'll be able to see that interview for yourself on our YouTube account. Again, youtube.com/RROMAN. RROMAN02. Whenever you just go to the RomanShow.com, you can just click there, like, and that's it. You'll be good to go.
Yeah, the website is user-friendly. And it'll go right to where you want to go.
Yes, sir. I'll take you where you want to go. We got great articles there of some of our interviews. We got Fighter Pay. We got a little review there on the Marlins and the recent winning streak. And we are soon to work on, well, an opinion piece on Jose Fernandez's injury, which stinks, takes him out of the entire season. He's going to get a surgery, but check that out, theromanshow.com. You can also listen to past shows that we have as well, right on the right side where it says The Roman Show Live. So knock yourself out. And if you haven't done so, head on over to the website and listen to last week's interview with Mick Foley. What a great stuff. He said that The Undertaker was the guy who hit him the hardest with the chair. So that also got some good publicity on all of the sites. So thanks very much to all the guys who have supported us.
And Roman, and also don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter.
That's right. Subscribe to the newsletter. It's very easy to do. All you have to do is go right there on the website, scroll all the way down, enter in your name, email, and we'll be sending you out that that newsletter on bi-weekly. That's what you'll be getting it. So we're not going to bombard your email account. Sorry, it's just in the mid-afternoon, kind of stretch out here a little bit. You know how it is, Joe.
Yeah.
It's the afternoon, you know. This is when you get your 5 o'clock, 5 hour energy at this time at 3:45 p.m. But thanks very much again, guys, for listening. At The Roman Show is the Twitter account, my personal is at Roman DH or at Joe the Reporter on the other end. Anything else you want to add, Joe?
No. I'm enjoying this beautiful hot weather. Don't forget to subscribe. We'll see you guys soon.
Yes, sir. Next week on The Roman Show, we'll keep you posted as far as our guests. Remember, theromanshow.com is where you will find the latest information, the latest guests that we are going to have here on the program. With that being said, we'll catch you next week. Enjoy the rest of the week, guys.
What's up? This your boy, Kimo Slice. And if I got one thing to say about these amateur fights, not only did I have a good time tonight, but I want everybody to know you got to keep watching with Dolfo Roman. If you keep your eyes upon that, man, you'll be all right. You'll know what's going on. So stay hip to Dolfo Roman. This your boy, Kimo Slice, 305, and we out.